بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل السنن الراتبة مع الفرائض وبيان أقلها وأكملها وما بينهما. This is the chapter on the virtue of performing the sunnah salah, the sunnah with the obligatory, the farz salahs, and also the minimum and what is أكمل, the perfect number of rakats, and what is between the both. وعن أم المؤمنين أم حبيبة رملة بنت أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من عبد مسلم يصلي لله تعالى كل يوم 12 ركعة تطوعا غير الفريضة إلا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة أو إلا بني له بيت في الجنة. رواه مسلم. هذا أم المؤمنين أم حبيبة رملة, the daughter of Abu Sufyan, she was the mother of the believers, she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a Muslim who performs 12 rakats of salah every day, apart from the fard salahs, apart from that which is obligatory, then Allah Ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise, or a house is built for him in paradise. So these 12 rakats, what is being referred to by in this 12 rakats? Ulama have explained, these are the sunnat mu'akkada, which we know. So the two sunnat that we read before, the two fard of fajr, and inshallah in the chapter that is going to come, the importance of performing these two sunnat before the two fard of the fajr salat will be explained. So two fard, the two sunnat of fajr, then the four fard of dhuhr, the four sunnat of dhuhr, the four sunnat of the dhuhr before the four fard, then the two sunnat of dhuhr after the four fard of dhuhr, then the two rakats of sunnat of maghrib, and then the two sunnat of isha after the isha fard. These are the 12 rakats. The two sunnat of the fajr salat, then the four sunnat of the dhuhr before the fard, and then the two sunnat of dhuhr after the fard of dhuhr, then the two sunnat of maghrib, and the two sunnat after the isha fard salat. These are 12. So these 12 rakats are known as sunnat al-muakkada, and whoever performs these, then a house will be built for him in paradise. It's extremely important. And that is why the fuqaha have mentioned in class these as sunnat mu'akkada. And then we get sunnat ghair mu'akkada, which is also sunnat. Also, it's also important for us to practice. But there were times when Rasulullah left those sunnat. Sometimes he left it out. But these sunnats which he left out also, they are virtues, but he didn't read it every single day. Most of the time he read it, but there were occasions when he left it out, and therefore the fuqaha have said that is sunnat ghair mu'akkada. However, all sunnat we should bring in our lives, and we should perform the sunnat, and you will find in the hadith regarding both the sunnat mu'akkada and ghair mu'akkada, various virtues that have been mentioned. So these are the 12 rakats Rasulullah referred to in this particular hadith, that a person who reads these sunnahs of the day, that Allah builds for him a home in paradise. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين قبل الظهر وركعتين بعدها وركعتين بعد الجمعة وركعتين بعد المغرب وركعتين بعد العشاء. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says I performed with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 2 rakats before ظهر, 2 rakats after ظهر, 2 rakats after جمعة, 2 rakats after مغرب, and 2 rakats after عشاء. So in this particular hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, what he observed, he said that I read 2 rakats sunnat before the 4 fard of zuhur. But you find in the chapter mentioning the sunnat of zuhur, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to mention that Rasulullah read 4 rakats of sunnat of the zuhur, which is known as sunnat al-muakkada, before the 4 fard. You must remember, Rasulullah would generally read all his sunnats in his home, and then emerge and then come into the masjid. So it's highly probable that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu saw Rasulullah reading two rakats, and that two rakats were the two rakat tahiyyatul masjid. After performing four rakats of sunnat in his house, then when he came to the masjid, then he read two rakats, and this is what Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu observed. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu says, Rasul read four rakat, and he never left that four rakats of four sunnat of dhuhr before the four fard. And then he says, Rasulullah read two rakats of sunnat after dhuhr. So he observed this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then two rakat after Jumu'ah in the Hanafi madhab because of various ahadith. So we don't just look at one hadith on its own. We take into consideration many, many ahadith. And we look at all the ahadith, and then the fuqaha have come to the different classifications and conclusions. So after Jumu'ah, and there are actually six rakats, we read four and then two. That's any way a person can read four first and then two sunnat, or two sunnat and then four sunnat. So after Jumu'ah, there are six rakats that have been mentioned. In this particular hadith, he has established the two rakats of sunnah, and other ahadith will tell you about the four rakats of sunnah. And وَرَكَعْتِينِ بَعْدَ الْمَغْرِبِ. So after the three fard of maghrib, we read two rakats, sunnah of maghrib. And after the isha fard, the two rakats of sunnat of isha. Now, this does not mean you don't read the witr and other nafil. There are different ahadith for the witr, etc. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ مُغَفَّلْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ صَلَاةٌ بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ صَلَاةٌ قال في الثالثة لمن شاء متفق عليه المراد بالأذانين الأذان والإقامة. هذا عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم there is a salah between every two adhans. Now what is referring to two adhans? The one is the adhan that is called for the salah, and the other word that is the other one is the iqama. So iqama has also been mentioned as adhan in this particular hadith, meaning between adhan and iqama there are two rakats. So he said it twice, and then he said it the third time. And when he said it the third time, he said, for whoever wills. So this also is a two rakat that we person reads. So example, for Fajr Salah, we should remember, when Fajr sets in, then the two rakats that you will read is the two sunnat of Fajr, that's all. Many people, after performing the two sunnat of Fajr, then they engage in other nafil that is incorrect. So we should read only the two sunnat of Fajr. So here also, after Adhan, and before the Fard, we read two rakats. And also in Zuhar Salah, here in Zuhar Salah, we read four rakats of sunnah. In Asr, there is four sunnah that we read. In Maghrib, there are ahadith where some of them, the Sahaba used to read two rakats of Nafil before the Fard. But we find in the Hanafi Madhab, because of other ahadith also, that isti'jal is mentioned, that a person should be quick in Maghrib reading the Fard Salat. Therefore, we do not read the two rakats of Nafil before the Fard. And if a person comes into the Masjid, for example, any time between, if you come early for Isha, for example, and Isha Adhan is called out, you can still read two rakats, you can read your four rakats, Sunnat Mu'akkada, غير مؤكدة, or that is of this nafil is regarded as mustahab according to many fuqaha. And if you want to read, you can read your two rakats of sunnah, or two rakats which is mentioned in this hadith. Nonetheless, what is important is that we should be reading our sunnah daily. Many times people only read the fard. This is incorrect, especially Fajr Salah. Tomorrow's chapter, inshallah, how important the two sunnah of Fajr is. So in Dhuhr, we read the four sunnah of Dhuhr, and two sunnat after the fard. Both these are sunnat mu'akkada. Asar, you will find this great virtue mentioned. It is ghair mu'akkada. Ghair mu'akkada does not mean we leave it every day out. Occasionally, sometimes a person is late and he left it out, is no problem. Yes, if a person does not read it, he is not going to be something haram he's doing, but he's leaving out a sunnah. And a sunnah is something that we should bring in our life. Rasulullah read it, and we should hold fast onto the sunnah. It is extremely important, although it won't be given the classification and the hukam of a fard or a wajib. But still, therefore, fuqaha have said sunnat mu'akkada, those which are emphasized, and ghair mu'akkada, not so emphasized. But we should be doing these, and this is what we've been learning from small also. Otherwise, our salat will only be the fard, and that's all. The more sunnah we will read, and the more nafi we will read, it will enhance the value of our Fard Salat. On the day of Qiyamah, when there is any deficiency in our Fard Salat, then Allah Ta'ala will see, will look at his nafil, what optional Salat he has read. And then those optional Salat, the reward of that, will be put into the Fard Salat and made up for the deficiency. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.